You are likely standing in or near Morgan's campsite, looking at Gowrie's Heights across the river. Right after arriving, Dr. Reed walked into the camp to check on Morgan. He found him in his tent, very sick, rheumatic from head to feet. He advised the general to leave camp for someplace warm and safe. Morgan supposedly replied, "I do not know where that is to be found until I reach Virginia." The British mounted cannons on the heights and fired a few rounds. Reed reports, "At a little distance from the river was a small cabin in which General Greene had taken up his quarters. At this, the enemy directed their fire, and the balls rebounded from the rocks in the rear of it. But little of the roof was visible to the enemy. The general was preparing his orders for the army and his dispatches to the Congress. In a short time, the balls began to strike the roof, and the clapboards were flying in all directions. But the general's pen never stopped, only when a new visitor arrived or some officer for orders, and then the answer was given with calmness and precision, and Greene resumed his pen." Meanwhile, another source says, Catawbas with the Patriots took pot shots at the British. The 1871 book in which the Reed quote appears adds that Greene's cabin stood about 200 yards east of Holtsburg Depot and a rod or two to the north of the county road at the foot of the hill. The road you were on led to the depot, located where the tracks still run today. So the cabin was the distance of two American football fields to the left along this side of the tracks, under the lip of the terrace ahead of you, probably at a railroad equipment parking area visible on satellite maps. The next day, the Continentals moved off to a safer location south of modern Winston-Salem. Cornwallis reluctantly withdrew his forces to Salisbury to await the river's drop, but the day after that, he gave up and marched roughly 30 miles upriver to cross at Shallow Ford near modern Huntsville.